Well, we also learned this week that Barack Obama can be a bit evasive if you ask him about who's in charge of spying for the United States.
I haven't made a formal announcement about my intelligence team. That may be him calling now.
Now, since 9/11, we're used to the head of the CIA traditionally being someone with a deep background in intelligence or military affairs, the kind of guy who maybe can communicate with the president by brain implant, doesn't need a cell phone. Now Obama has chosen former Congressman and Clinton Chief of Staff Leon Panetta. He's an outsider. He's not known for his familiarity with security, although he used to deal with intelligence as Chief of Staff in the Clinton White House. We wanted to know what CIA officers might think about the appointment, and we're joined now by an expert on the CIA. He's a former operations officer. His name is Sam Faddis. He wrote the book Operation Hotel California, The Clandestine War Inside Iraq. Sam joins us from Washington, D.C. in the studios of the Christian Science Monitor. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
What do officers think of this appointment? It's not unprecedented to have an outsider, a sort of manager type, run the agency. John McCone comes to mind. But what are officers saying to you?
I think across the board, most of the reaction has been pretty negative. And that's not a reflection on Mr. Panetta as an individual. Or he's clearly an intelligent individual and someone with a lot of experience in government. But I think the general feeling is that the changes that need to be made are going to require somebody with a deep background, not only in intelligence, but in human intelligence.
Now, since the Church Committee hearings, which came out of the Vietnam era, which transformed the way the CIA did business, the CIA had a sort of stable period up until post 9/11, and we've seen different reorganizations and different chiefs and a lot of tension within the CIA and the rest of the intelligence community. Do officers believe that the appointment of Leon Panetta is like, here we go again?
I think there's a tremendous amount of feeling that it's exactly that, and really bypassing the core issue, which remains unaddressed. I mean, the core issue is that the CIA continues to not do a very good job of collecting human intelligence overseas, which is obviously the entire reason for its existence. And to really fix those problems, to get down at the street level and address the nuts and bolts of that problem, you're going to have to understand the business. Somebody from outside is not going to be able to do that.
All right, we'll talk about the nuts and bolts then for a second. How do you go about cultivating better human intelligence, recruiting, their language issues, all kinds of issues?
Yeah, language issues are clearly part of it, and there, of course, people talk about the necessity to diversify both in terms of ethnic background and in terms of covers overseas, and all of that is part of it. I think really to bring it down to the most basic issue, what you have is an organization which began once upon a time as a very aggressive, very creative place with a very eclectic mix of individuals who really sort of did whatever it took to get the job done. And it has calcified to a large extent over the course of decades. You hear a lot about people's general conception that the CIA is out going rogue is the standard expression, sort of pushing the envelope, doing these amazing things. The reality is that really it has become extremely risk-averse, very stiff. It's in danger of becoming just another federal bureaucracy.
Well, Sam, doesn't that argue then for a strong interagency advocate who has the president's ear, and Leon Panetta appears to be that, someone to fight the battles that the CIA continually lost during the Rumsfeld era as Donald Rumsfeld grabbed more and more of the resources for intelligence and put them under the Pentagon?
Well, that's certainly the way to look at this in a positive light, and I have heard that as well. That people hope that what this turns out to be is that Mr. Panetta comes in and he does exactly what you have described, and then he brings with him someone who is then charged with the task of addressing the nuts and bolts and the street level reform. But that remains to be seen. That sort of then begs the question of who else it is that he's going to bring with him.
You know, I'm sympathetic with the whole you need to know the culture of the CIA to operate in it. But in doing a lot of research about Panetta, he runs this foundation out in Monterey that's all about bringing young people into public service. It seems to me he comes with an ethic of new blood, young people, of addressing this calcification that you're talking about. I don't know if he's capable of doing it, but it seems on the surface he's got some of those values.
Well, and we will hope that that's the way that plays out. But just to address one factor that's involved here, what I'm not saying is not that what we need to do is allow the CIA to sort of leave it alone, leave it in the hands of the people who are currently in charge, and just let it continue to do business the way it is. I'm saying exactly the opposite. So you're right. You need somebody needs to come in and shake things up fundamentally. Somebody needs to break it out of this system that it's fallen into. You are now faced with the Central Intelligence Agency with the task of penetrating terrorist organizations, drug cartels, organizations smuggling radiological material. This is a fundamentally different task from the Cold War era chasing other diplomats around the cocktail circuit in Western Europe kind of task. And it's going to take a very different mindset and probably take a tolerance for a much higher level of risk.
And Charlie Wilson's war is very much over at this point. Well, a tall order for Leon Panetta. Sam Faddis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Sam Faddis, retired CIA operations officer and author of the book Operation Hotel California, The Clandestine War Inside Iraq. He spoke with us from Washington.